Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Prospering Souls broadcast, and I am your host, Denise Bryson, and I am so thankful just to be on the broadcast this morning, and truly Christ has brought us joy. So joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. It's a blessing to know Jesus. It's a blessing just to be able to talk about him and to have the joy of the Lord in your life. I'm so thankful today. We're here on the broadcast, and we're going to be, veer off a little bit from what we had been talking about. Still talking about speaking, what you're watching, what you're speaking, but I do want to talk about another issue today that we'll talk about, you know, just coming out of the place of our captivity. We are at the end of this year, and we've had so much great teaching and so many great things happen, and I just want people to have an attitude of gratitude about life and about all the things that, excuse me, that God has been doing for us. Sometimes we get bogged down in what's happening that we don't take the time to really think about how God is really blessing us, even in the midst of the storm, because we get caught up with what the storm is doing and how everything is happening and what's going on, that we don't really realize that even in the midst of the storm and while we're going through, and even though we don't like it, we don't feel good, but God is still there blessing us. So we're going to start off with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for your mercy and for your grace. I thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. I thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. I thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge and strength, our very present help in the time of trouble. I thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that you said if we delight ourselves also in thee, that you give us the desires of our heart. I thank you that you said you will supply our every need according to your riches and glory. Lord, we ask you to bless the read your word today. Let your word fall on good ground. Bless all those that will hear it. Bless those that need this broadcast to find it. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are that you have teaching us how to watch what we say and to be mindful of what we speak over our lives and all those things, Lord, that we can be speaking what you say. And, Lord, we can be putting the word of God over our lives and not foolish, idle words, God. We ask you to forgive us for every idle word that we've spoken over our entire life, Lord. We ask your forgiveness for it. And let us learn to do better, Father, in the name of Jesus. I praise you and I thank you and I glorify and I magnify your holy name. Oh, and so we have been talking for almost 2 months here about, I didn't know the topic would be so big, but it's a very huge topic. But we have been talking about for months about watching what we say and the power of our words and to be careful about, you know, the things we talk about and be careful about murmuring and complaining, excuse me, and beginning to really, you know, thank God instead of just murmuring, complaining, and being sorrowful because we're going through life situations and the things that are going on and the storms are raging in our life and sometimes we don't know what, you know, what to think or how we're going to come out of it and we feel like because the enemy sometimes places us in isolated places, we don't even understand that there's plenty of people going through some similar situations or some other situations that we're not even going through and that, you know, that they've been through it and they've come out on the other side and we can come out too. And though we might be in the midst of the storm and the storm might be raging high, that we got to be like Jesus. We got to be able to have peace while the storm is going on and that we can speak positive over our lives even in the midst of the storm, that we don't have to complain and murmur, but we can just be glad that God is keeping us in the storm, and he's keeping us, and he's not suffering our foot to be moving. He's not, we're not tossed about. There's so many people going through so many things right now, and we have had some tragedies and some more things going on. We still have fires going on in California. People are being burned out of their homes and things like that, even during this season that we're in. And we spoke, you know, they're being burned out of their homes. So we still have so much to be thankful about. If we look at those that are still going through trying to recover from Hurricane Harvey and Irma and Rita and Maria. You know, I know that hit over in Mexico, but even the earthquake that hit over in Mexico, they're still trying to recover from these things. Puerto Rico is still without power and all those things. So if you come in your house and flip your light on and it comes on, you ought to be thankful because it could be us. And, you know, the Hawkins sung a song, it could have been me outdoors with no food and no place to sleep. But, Lord, we thank you for, Lord, not letting it be. So we got to be thankful for it. I have a friend of mine that had been homeless for some time, and I'm just so excited to see how God is blessing her, and she's coming out of that situation, and she's able to get back on her feet. She's got a job, and she's able to start getting back on her feet. But I know she had been going through it for a long time. And so we never know, you know, I know we know our situation. What we're going through is difficult, and it's difficult for us. And I'm not devaluing anybody's life circumstance or anything like that. But if we look around us and really begin to thank God for all the things that he is doing in our lives that he didn't allow to happen, we think about those things that he didn't allow to happen, we got so much to be grateful for during this season. And I know a lot of people, I'm not sure how the Lord's going to take me today, but I'm just going to talk about some things. I know that a lot of people are going through situations where they've lost loved ones, and all of these things have began to happen in their lives. And those things can be very devastating. And because when you lose somebody and they've been in your life all, you know, life, and you're used to them being around, and when they're not around no more, that's something to go through. And the one thing I do know is because I lost my dad when I was 12 years old. My mom was 34 years old when she passed away. And then in between that, we had many, many people that passed away in our families right after my father died. My uncle, his brother, died 2 weeks later. So we buried one, and then Mr. Berry, and that one right not too far along after that, we had to bury my uncle. So I know a lot of people are grieving, a lot of things, going through a lot of grief for the various situations that have been happening around. But I'm telling you, God is able to get you through it. When I talk to people that have lost loved ones, my best advice, and this is what I say because this is what I've experienced, is that the Lord will comfort you and the Lord will help you to get through it. It's nothing that nobody really can say. I mean, at the time when before the funeral happens, you know, they're saying a lot of encouraging words to you, and at that time it feels good. But after the funeral is gone and after the person has been buried, then that's when the real test begins to hit you, because everybody else goes home or everybody else goes away. And then some people try to keep up with you, you know, and keep checking on you. But for the most part, you're back to being kind of by yourself, and things is going on and everybody's kind of going back to their day-to-day. And my only thing that I always tell people is that the Lord, it will get better with time. I'm not saying it's ever gone away for me, but it's gotten better with time. So that's one of the things I wanted to say about that. And so just to encourage people, you know, I know this is a difficult time, but I'm telling you, the Lord will get you through it. In the midnight hour when it hits you the most, God will get you through it. Just call on the name of Jesus and just let him comfort you. His Holy Spirit is here to comfort us, and he will do just that. And can't nobody do it better than Jesus. Not a word somebody can say to you will make you feel any better than what Jesus can do in those situations. And so I just wanted to encourage somebody on that issue. And then I'm going to get to the lesson here in just a minute, because I just want to talk about, I really want to talk about being grateful today and turning our thoughts and our heart, or, you know, having a hopeful heart, even though things don't seem like they're working out. But then, you know, the Bible tells us to walk by faith and not by sight, and that the just will live by faith. And we have to grab hold of those types of things and to trust in the Lord with all our heart and to lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. That we have to begin to think those things, because, you know, out in Matthew 12, the 12th chapter of Matthew, it tells us, you know, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, and then over in Romans 12, it once says, I beseech ye therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we got to have a hopeful heart and a renewed mind, so then we can begin to have a tame tongue. Those are the things we got to understand. We can begin to have that tongue that's an encouraging tongue and a thankful tongue and a praise, that you one that will praise God, and that one that will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We won't come in with that hateful attitude when we get ready to come into the house of God, because we have a hopeful heart and our renewed mind is in that way. Our tongue is tamed. And so then we can begin to be joyful and be grateful, because that's what we have to do. If we really look back over our life, when I really begin to look back, even over this year, and it's been a rough year for me. It's been a rough year. And so not that it's not been that for anybody else, but this is my testimony, so I can only go about what's going on in my life. But it's been a difficult year, but the Lord has brought me through it. And I'm telling you, it's been because of the Lord. It's not because I was so great at it or came through it with flying colors, because I was fighting and kicking some most of the time. But anyway, but the Lord is beginning to teach me some different things. And when you begin to surrender to him and to his purpose and plan for your life, you begin to view things in a different way. And so you don't view them out of your flesh. You begin to view them out of who he has called you to be. I hear bishops say all the time, Bishop Jake say all the time, do not make a permanent decision based on a temporary situation. And then one of the other elders at the church, he has a prayer call in the morning. It's called Unleash the War. And one thing she always says, she says, do not pray out of your condition, but pray out of your position. And your position is that you are a child of the King. And so you are a child of God, and you are heir according to the and a joint heir according to Abraham's seed. You're Abraham's seed. You got to remember who you are. So if you begin to remember who you are, then you'll begin to pray, and you'll begin to operate out of that position and not out of the condition that is just going on right at this moment. Thing that is happening right at this moment. And so we have to understand that type of thing right there. And so I just wanted to encourage people. I think this is going in a different direction. But I just wanted to be encouraging today. I didn't really want to talk. I don't want to really talk about. I've got a list of tongues that I want to talk about, but I'm going to wait and pick that back up in the beginning of the year. Pick that lesson back up and finish it up then. But today, I just really wanted to encourage somebody to, if you get your heart right and if you get your mind renewed, then that tongue will begin to speak the right thing. And then I was talking to somebody the other day, and sometimes we got to begin to test for them. And I thought about that. I didn't think, I hadn't thought about this the whole time. You know, people, sometimes they'll be talking about their job, and they're talking, I've done it too, you know, talking about on their job and murmuring, complaining about, and they don't even realize that they're murmuring and complaining. This is the thing. And they're talking about things and how things are not this way and how things are not that way. And you know, they're doing this on the job to me and they're doing that on the job to me. And I've been there and done all of that. I've had them do all kind of stuff on the job too. But I'm going to tell you, from where I've been standing for the last 3 years, and it's been 3 years since I've had a permanent job. I've had temporary assignments, and I've done substitute teaching. And when your salary takes almost a $50,000 drop, you begin to look at things a little bit differently. I'm telling you, because $50,000 is a long way down when your budget is still way up there based on what you used to make. And I'm telling you, the numbers don't work out. But I'm telling you, not on paper they don't work out. But with God, I'm telling you, He works it out on your behalf. And sometimes it don't work out like you want it to work out, because if it worked out like I wanted to work out, the budget would be balanced every time. But that ain't the way God does it all the time. But nevertheless, nothing's been turned off. We've been over here with lights on, and lights have been on, and the water been running, and still got internet, and, you know, all of these things. And so when I thought about all that, I said, Lord, I can't complain about nothing, because I can't tell you how this is working out. I couldn't begin to tell you how it's working out on paper and how it's all getting done, but I know this, the Lord has been good to me, and the Lord has been faithful. And so when I think about that, I have to give Him the praise. And so I was going back to my story. I was talking to somebody, and they was telling me about the job, and it's going all that. And so I just simply said, I don't know why this came to me like that, but I said, well, you want to trade places? I said, because I'm going to tell you this. When you got health benefits and you got dental insurance and when you got somebody putting in your retirement, matching your retirement, and then you got other benefits, and then when you take your day off, you get paid for that day off. Because when I take a day off, I don't get no money. And so I said, do you want to switch places? I said, so then what you got to begin to do is have an attitude of gratitude. I said, you got to be grateful for the things that are going on and pray about those other things. The things that are getting on your nerves on your job, put the word of God on it. I've learned to do that. I had a situation even on this temporary assignment that I've been on, and they were stirring up and acting crazy. And I said, I'm not getting ready to fight with that, Lord. I'm not getting ready to fight with nothing. I begin to quote them scriptures. I said, yeah, I got a whole bunch of them I get, and I can go to quoting them. And I told them, I'm not going to fret myself because of evildoers, and I will not be envious of the workers of iniquity, because the Bible said they'll soon be cut off. And I began to quote some of them scriptures, and I'm telling them people left me alone. And then they got their heart right. Then they start speaking and start doing other things. I'm done with fighting flesh. I'm not getting ready to do it. I'm going to put the word of God on it, because God can do it much better than I can. And so ain't no need me worrying myself about somebody cutting up on the job. Stop worrying about that stuff. Stop fighting that stuff. And start putting the word of God on it, and you go on and do what God has told you to do. When Jesus was going on through all the things that He was going through, He didn't have time to stop by the roadside and deal with all that foolishness, them Pharisees and them Sadducees. Jesus had a purpose and a plan for His life. He had to go about and do what God had called Him to do. So that's why when they were talking about, well, where is God? He said, if you see me, you see the Father. He said, you ain't got to ask where the Father is. If you see me, you see the Father. Because He said, I and the Father are one. And so this is the thing we got to do. We have got to begin to be these living epistles that people see in our word, in our deed, and the things that we do. Because if we do that, we're doing God so much more for God than us murmuring and complaining about things. I'm telling you something that's going to be a blessing to you, because I know what I'm talking about. Because I've been on the job where they've been cutting up. I've been on a job where every time I looked up, I was in the office about something. I've been on a job, and I stopped, you know what, I stopped fighting. I put them scriptures up around my desk that time, and I started seeing them go out of there. That's what I started seeing. I started seeing the managers go, not the coworkers. I'm talking about leadership. Because you can't mess with a child of God and then think that you're going to keep doing what you're going to do, and that's all it is. I'm telling you, stop fighting with them. Just like when they told Jehoshaphat, you should not fight in this battle. This battle does not belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. Those little battles, not that little battle, those battles belong to God. Give them to him. Let him handle it. He said, because vengeance is mine, and I will repay, says the Lord. You got other stuff to do. You got to be a living epistle. You got to be the words that somebody will see. You might be the only word that somebody sees. You got to speak encouragement to people. You got to speak good over your family's life. You got to keep the prayer going in your household and over your family. That's what stuff we got to do. We ain't got time to fight with this other stuff. Give that over to the Lord and let him fight with it. And I'm telling you, be grateful in every situation. I don't care what it looks like, because the Bible declares to us over in Romans 8:30, he said all things work together for the good of them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. We got to understand whatever's going on in life is working for our good and for God's glory. And so if we think about it from that perspective, we would do a whole lot better in our situation. When I thought that through last night and I was talking to that person, and then I began to think about that thing, I'm thankful just to have some insurance. They talk about Obamacare, but I'm thankful to have it, because otherwise I wouldn't have any insurance. Because I got tickled, the clinic called me and told me, they said, Ms. Bryson, we can't let you keep this appointment because we don't take your insurance. I got so tickled. I told you, they said, but the hospital do. I told the Lord, thank you, because I was still good, because the doctor I go to takes it, so I can get over there and go on and get my insurance and get what I need. Now, you know, I'm telling you, so be grateful about it, because when you don't have those kind of things operating, so then you on your own. Like I tell people, we getting ready to be off for the Christmas, the whole week of Christmas. I'm not getting paid not one penny. So if you off for that week and you getting a paycheck, you ought to be thanking God about that. I don't care what kind of drama they bringing on the job. If you still got a paycheck, you still got benefits, you got a life insurance, and you got health insurance, and you got, be grateful. If you got a roof over your head, be grateful. If you got transportation, be grateful. If you got a family that y'all going to be sitting around the dinner table having Christmas dinner, be thankful, because somebody don't have it. Does anybody have anything they want to say about that? Because I'm really running my mouth today. Praise the Lord. If not, I'm going to keep on going, because I just want to keep it. Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder Russell. You have anything you want to add? I'm just talking about being grateful. I started out with a thing, but the Lord has led me this way, because I just want people to be grateful about the things that God has got, that you already have in place in your life. I mean, I know you're not happy about the circumstance or the storm you're going through. You might not be happy about it, but be thankful that Jesus is on the boat with you. That's what you got to be grateful for, that the one that can speak to the storm is riding with you. You ain't riding it by yourself. You got Jesus on the board. Somebody don't know it. They don't have him yet. But I'm telling you, those of you that know God, hallelujah. Come on, Elder Russell, what you got?
That's some good stuff, Elder. And you know what? You can use it in any situation, you know. We all have different situations. And
yeah.
if we learn to cast those cares to God, we would be so much freer and happy and so much peace. And we'd be able to do the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
We get so entwined with the world, it takes our eyes off of the prize.
So I'm
in agreement with you that this is something that we should look to, so we can be ready to be on fire for the Lord. We're so busy having a pity party with things that are happening around us, which is God's business, not ours, that we're neglecting the duty that God has called us to do.
Exactly, because we're too busy. We're so busy just worrying about the little things that coming up. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Well, if you can't do nothing about it, I done learned it. I can't do nothing about it. When he got you in that place where you can't make a move to the left or to the right, you better trust the Lord. and let the rest of it go and go to bed and stop worrying yourself about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Somebody asked me, well, what you going to do? And I was going, I ain't going to do nothing because ain't nothing I can do about it. I'm going to trust the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust the Lord and know that he'll work it out. It might not be in my time frame, what I would want, but it's going to be on. It's going to be on time. That's what we do know. Sometimes he's just trying to see how we're going to react to the delay. So I would find, I'm telling you, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. You can't keep looking at what it looks like. You got to look past what it looks like and see what God has in store for you is what you have to do. You have to depend on, you got to be like David said. And David said, he said, I would have fainted except I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
And that's what we got to do. We gotta
I was going to say, I think that we'd be delaying the prayers that we're asking God for because we're so entwined with the world. He can't answer our prayers if we're not in a position to receive it. It's just like your children. You're gonna give your child a prize for something they did not do right. Then you're setting a precedence for them.
Yes.
I'm gonna do it anyway. It doesn't make any difference, you know. But God is just wanting us to just be still and wait on him. Just wait on him. And in due time, because he's working something that we don't see.
Exactly.
He's working out something we don't see. We just wait on him. That prayer is going to be answered one way or the other.
I believe so. And that's what I believe. Now, I'm telling you, this week was even a rough week. I'm telling you, it's been a test, a test, a test. But I told the Lord, I had to repent. I said, Lord, I still got to, I got some more growing to do, Lord, because that reaction wasn't a good reaction, Lord. And I said, I just keep bringing it before the Lord. And that's what you got to do, is got to keep bringing it before the Lord. You'll get it right eventually. But my heart is to be right. And so I said, I can't keep reacting to things because it's upsetting. Because I was like, why did that have to happen? And so I was like, why did that have to happen? And I said, Lord, have mercy. Help me, but I told her, after I thought about some things, I said, you know what, you just got to be grateful. Start thanking God for everything, just thank you for everything. Stop worrying about stuff you can't do nothing about. If you can't do nothing about it, it ain't for you to do it. It's not for you. If you honestly cannot do anything about the situation you're in, you can't go this way, you can't go that way, you can't go forward, you can't go back, just trust God. They don't even worry about something you can't do. There's no need in it. So I'm just trying to encourage people today to be grateful. When you really look at things, and I know they can cut up on these jobs. Some of these people, you'd be thinking to yourself, how in the world did you think up that foolishness? That's what you'd be thinking yourself. But if you, I'm telling you, if you begin to put the word of God on, first of all, it's going to give you some peace of mind. And then sit back and watch God work it out. And when he tells you to do something, then do that. But if he don't tell you to do nothing, stop trying to help him out. Let God work the situation out. And then in our health and everything, if you got good health, I got my report back, and she told me, she said, you know, I was diabetic at one time in my life. I haven't had a bad diabetes. My number is 4.7. That's what she said it was. So I don't have to take no medicine or anything for that. And so, my blood pressure was really good. And so she told me that my cholesterol was a little elevated, so I got to work on that, which that's good, fine with me, because that gives me motivation to do better with my diet. And so I'm thankful for that. But I'm thankful to be in good health. I'm thankful for that. And so those are the things we have to be thankful for. We might have a couple of thing here, thing there, but be thankful. But be thankful for the things you got going, and then the thing you got to work on that. And ask God for strength over it. That's the thing I wanted to do today. And that's really what I want to say. This is our last broadcast for this year, and we're going to play a rebroadcast for the rest of the year, and then we're going to pick back up on January the 8th. I believe it is. That's the first Sunday in January. But one thing I wanted to make sure that we thought about, pray the word. When you want to pray, and sometimes you don't know how to put the prayers you want in, but Lord, am I praying the right thing? Well, just pray the word. if you pray what the Word of God says, then nothing gets God's attention any quicker than His Word that carries the power of the Holy Spirit. We got to understand when we pray the Word of God, God gonna move on His Word. He's gonna move on His Word if that's what it is. He said, like He told us, He said, sometimes we speak about the mountain and not speaking to the mountain. We got to learn to speak to the mountain and not about the mountain. Because when we speak about the mountain, we just talking about what's going on and how, you know, what it is and which causes us stress and frustration. But if we speak to the mountain can move. That's what the Word says. It can move and be cast into the sea. So we want to make sure that as we close out this year that we really be thankful to God and that we begin to really focus on, we've been talking about this for a while, focusing on changing your words and what you say and do. And so that because if you do that, stop speaking the bad things over your life and start speaking what the Word has to say about it. Stop talking about, oh, I'm too fat, oh, I'm too this. Start speaking what the Bible says, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Say that. And stop saying bad things about yourself. You're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. That's what you want to say. Don't give up. You don't need to give up. Things are going to get better. You are a child of the King. They got to get better. That's what His Word declares. They're going to get better. You're Abraham's seed. And you're heirs with Christ, joint heirs with Christ. That's who you are. You've been made to sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That's who you are. Know who you are, and then you'll begin to speak better over your life. Elder Russ, you have anything else you want to say? You might be quick today.
I'm just enjoying the Word. It's very encouraging.
Thank the Lord.
You know, I think of some things that I need to, as they say, nip in the bud and give it to whom it belongs, and that's to the Lord, so that I can get on to the next assignment. So I'm enjoying that. I'm grateful for your conversation of encouragement.
Thank the Lord, because we got to be like, and sometimes, you know, some of us have done, we've been in these places so long, we've become captive to them. And we got to be like, we got to come out of those captive places. And we got to believe like Ezekiel, when the Lord told Ezekiel over, what is it, 37th chapter of Ezekiel, when God asked, He said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, thou sayest, Lord. And so anyway, we got to understand that. Lord, we can live. We can live. We can come out of captive places. We don't have to keep ourselves bound by the things we've said. Ask God to forgive you for every idle word you've ever spoken. That's what I said. Because I've been running my mouth, so I got to pray for a whole lot of idle words. But I ask God to forgive me for it so that I can move on and begin to speak the right things over my life. Be a people, as we close out this year, begin this year and even next year, be a people builder. Be somebody that's encouraging, that when somebody see you coming, they can know they're going to get an encouraging word, that they're going to get a thankful word, and they're going to hear you praising God and glorifying God and lifting them up, even in the midst of your storm. Show people how to really go through a storm. Let's begin to do that. If you're going through something, change the way you're going through and start being grateful and thankful and rejoicing in the Lord, even though you're in the midst of the storm. Let the world see that you can go, that this is how you make it through.
Yes.
You enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, and you be thankful unto Him. And
yes,
you put the Word of God out there, and you pray what the Word of God has to say about your life, and you don't speak negative things over your life. When you get a doctor's report, you don't say, well, you know, I got this. No, you don't say that. You say, well, they said, you know, but the Word of God says this, but that's what they said. But that's what they said. But the Word of God, that might be a fact, but the truth is, by His stripes I'm healed. That's what we got to do. We got to turn around. Turn around, be conscious, and really think about what you're saying before you begin to let it come out of your mouth so that you can say, God wouldn't want me to say that, so don't say that. Don't say that. God, that ain't something God want me to say. That ain't the right tone. That ain't a godly tone. That's a fleshly tone. Maybe you got to start thinking about it that way. That's the tone of the flesh. I want to speak a tone from the godly tone. I want to speak what God says and not what my flesh wants to say.
Amen.
Yeah. That's what we got to do so that we can begin to live a prosperous and a happy life. He says over in 3 John, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou was prosperous and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." And so I pray all the time, I say, "Lord, let my soul prosper." Because if that soul prospers, the rest of it is going to come into place. If I seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, the rest of it, he said, the other things will be added unto me. These are the promises that God is saying. So we line up with what the word of God says, and the promises are going to come. And then if you don't have no test, how you going to have a testimony? How you going to be a preacher? How you going to preach the gospel when you ain't been through nothing? You don't have no reference on how to tell somebody how to come out or how to go through.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I used to be frustrated about these tests, but now I done got a different attitude about them. I said, "Okay, Lord, because he can you someplace. If he taking you, if he brought it to you, he can take you through it. And if he takes you through it, if you go through the way he wants you to go through it, when you come out on the other side, you're gonna be able, you're gonna have something to preach about. You're gonna have a whole lot to tell the story about. That will be a blessing to somebody else. That will uplift somebody else. We got a job to do. He told us to go into all the world." That's what he said over in Matthew, at the end of Matthew 28. That we got a job to do. We don't have time to be standing by the roadside dealing with this other little stuff to come up. We have a job to do, and we have got to be about our Father's business and doing the will, the work of the Lord and doing the will of the Lord. There are souls that need to be saved. Sometimes we're too busy preaching to one another, but there are people out there that really don't know God. Those are the ones we got to preach. Those are the souls we got to go after. Those are the people that need our living epistle to be before them and that need our testimony. So we got to be able to do that. It's time to get out here. If we think about the conditions of this world and what's going on and all the stuff that's going on, it's time for us to preach Jesus. It's time for us to get it out there. Maybe your place ain't in the pulpit, but be that on your job. Be that in the grocery store. Be that wherever you are, in the mall. Be it. Be what God would have you to be. Speak the right thing. Stop saying negative stuff to your children. We said that before. Say the right things about them. My little smart little kids, my little smart grandkids, they all smart. Just start calling them smart. Let them catch up to what you're saying. Let them catch up to what you're saying about them. Those are the things we got to begin to turn around and do. I'm just so thankful that, we're continuing on. I think we've been doing this. We're really reaching into our almost four years on this broadcast, and I plan on continuing to go on and do what the Lord told me to do because he told me to do it, and so I'm going to keep going on. I'm thankful for every elder and minister that comes and helps me, you know, when they have time, because it takes time. I'm going to tell you something. All of you want to be preachers, and we ain't even doing it at the level that, like, our pastor's doing and some of them are doing it. But I'm telling you, it takes time to study and prepare.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. It takes time to study and prepare. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, and when I say time, I mean time. It takes time to hear from the Lord, get prayer, hear from the Lord, and then begin to write it out and study and connect the dots and then put it in a place where it's presentable. So if you think this is something that you can just jump up and do, it's not.
Uh-huh.
It takes time to prepare, and it takes consecration, and it takes giving up some things. Sometimes you can't be where everybody else is going, and you can't do what everybody else is doing. You got to give it up. Give up those things so that you can be what God is calling you to be. And so those are the choices and the sacrifices you have to make if you want to preach the gospel, if you want to teach God, if you want to be in that fivefold ministry and you looking at it like it's a glamorous place, I'm telling you, it takes some time. When the Bible tells us over in Timothy to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that's what it means. That's what it means. and to keep our faith up, to be, because this is the thing, when you go to study in those lessons, your test is you get tested, so that when you teach it, you'll be able to teach it. I'm telling you, you have to. You, it's a test coming with all of that. It ain't just they read the gospel, they get up to you. Nah, it's test coming. I'm telling you, since I've been talking about this, watching what you say and the power of your words, I'm telling you. Well, I'm telling you, so it's been a test. Oh. But thanks be to God. When I'm like what the psalmist said, he said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? All praise and honor belongs to God. I'm telling you, it belongs to him. And we have got to begin to give him what he deserves and the praise he deserves and be thankful for all that he's done. Because if you really look at your situation and see how the Lord, the things that God didn't let happen that could have happened, you gotta give him the glory. Yeah. You gotta give him the glory. So I'm really done for the day, but Elder Russ, do you have anything else you wanna say?
Well, it was a good refresher course. And I really enjoyed it, and it's like a domino effect, because the words you said are good words to speak to your other brother or sister, you know, that's going through some things and just needs some encouragement, and put it back where it belongs, back to the Lord. And as he says, cast your cares to me, I will make your yoke easier. But we have a tendency to take those things and hold on to them, and other things come, and we're just all balled up, and it's hard to come out when you get like that, so... It's best to stay as free as you can. Every day, stay free. Don't take the day what happens today. Don't take it to tomorrow. You know, try to just let things go. And it is important to watch your tongue, because once you say what you say, you can't take it back.
Exactly.
You know, so we have to just, before we just jump out and say something, you know, we need to be mindful of what we say, because, you know, we're living for the Lord, you know. We want to be like Christ, Christ-like, and it takes a while. But like you were saying something, say, well, that wasn't me, or I shouldn't have said that. I go back and check myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do that and have wisdom and know that when you're wrong and you can go back and check yourself, or you easily say, forgive me for what you've done, even though you may not have done anything, but you, for peace sake, you go and ask that person to forgive you, you know. And it takes a lot off of you. It takes a lot off of you to be able to do that. And it keeps you humble. It keeps you humble.
Yes,
and that is so important, to stay humble, to be able to go and ask a person to forgive you, even though you feel like you didn't do anything wrong. But if you can break that yoke, then that's good. So,
yes.
So we just need to be free. And sometimes we tie stuff up with our tongue. So
yes, we
just need to be watchful. Pray and look to the Lord, and because even I have some things that I, as you were speaking, I was thinking of, and I'm thinking, how am I going to fix this? How should this work? It's going to go anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna run out to the end anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the end result is going to be, it's going to be. I just keep it covered in prayer, and stop worrying about it. You know what I mean? Just let it, just cover it in prayer. And before you know it, it's passed you by, you know.
Yes.
So every day is a learning situation, you know. Every day we got to, it doesn't matter how old you are, how long you've been with the Lord, you still need to be revived. You still need to be able to take a word from the saints, you know, to encourage you, you know, and be humble enough to take it, you know, because God, you know, he works through all of us. Like, even working through you tonight, speaking that word, it was a good word, you know.
Thank you.
It's a good word to stay free. Watch your mouth, you know what I mean? Stop being so entangled in so many yokes. You don't have to be. Let God take care of his business.
Yes.
So we can take care of his business.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. I want to preach you to say, if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours.
Right, right.
one of the scriptures I do want to read, and I said this is a good scripture for us to pray every day, so just to help us out. And it is Psalms 141 and 3. And I think it's in the Amplified Version. But it says, set a guard, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. And that's something we ought to pray every day, that the Lord, he will set a guard over our mouth and keep watch at the door of our lips, so that we won't, we will know, you know, that we need to say the right thing and to do the right thing. Things. And then even Psalms 19 and 14 says, let the words of my mouth, and this is, I pray this all the time in my prayer time. I say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And so those are things I pray that you can get to that place, that you know, that's the place. And I like that 19 Psalms, and even a couple of scriptures before that where it says, keep thy servant from presumptuous sins, that they will not have dominion over me, and then cleanse thou me from secret faults. And then it goes to let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. We just have to pray the word of God. But I'm so thankful for those that have been participating on the broadcast this year, and those that listen in, and those that listen to it later, and those that even are listening right now. And I'm so thankful for your support, and for those that continue to go along with us. We're going to continue this relationship series on into the next year, because it has so many parts to it. And we're talking about building a relationship with God and getting ourselves into a better place with Him, and so that we can be found, when we can be like the old folks, we can be found doing His will is what we want to be found doing, and having that close relationship with Him, and being able to, you know, just where things won't, you know, bother so much, and we can do the will of the Lord like He wants us to. And so that's what we're going to be doing. While we're off, we're going to be off. This will be our last live Sunday for this year, and we won't be back until January the 8th. But from starting the week of Christmas Eve, and Sunday, we're going to do a series, a salvation series, back a couple of years, maybe a couple of years ago now, a year or so ago. But anyway, and we did a segment in it that was about forgiveness, and I do want to I'm gonna have one of those going every day during that week, from New Year's Eve from Christmas Eve all the way to New Year's Eve, and playing that series, because I think it's such an important series, and so many people, like we were talking about, even with the tongues and the various things that we allow to come out of our mouth, are coming from an unforgiving place. And so sometimes the people are bitter, and some people, you know, are angry and other things, because things have come about in their life, and they just haven't even forgiven people for it. They haven't forgiven themselves for it. And some of them haven't even asked God's forgiveness. But you know, when you get forgiving, then you can begin, and you allow God to begin to heal you, then your conversation comes out of a different place. It's not coming out of bitterness. It's not coming out of hurt and resentment. It begins to come from a different place. And so I'm going to play that series. There's some very good testimonies on that series from various people across the country. It just wasn't people that we knew, but there's a lot of good words that came through there, and a lot of good testimonies, and they're worth hearing. I'm telling people have been through some horrific things, but how they were able to forgive and to move on with their lives, and how God healed them and touched them. And then they're going on living these wonderful lives and doing the will of the Lord. So if anybody out there needs that type of teaching, it will be worth your time to listen to it. And so I'll have that out there starting Christmas Eve. It'll be one of the forgiveness. We're going to do a replay of that series, and it will go all week long. And we have about 8 lessons, so it will cover that whole week. And then we will be back live on January the 8th, and we will continue with the going through the various types of tongues and how what to apply to that particular situation that will help you to overcome it. And then after that, we'll begin to go into another segment of that whole relationship series, and then some other elders are going to be preaching or teaching those, and I'll get a break, and I'm so happy about that. But anyway, but then we're going to be talking about prayer and faith, and I think we're all going to do that, because those are big topics. And so we want to, you know, everybody to jump in on it, and so that it, you know, it'll be a blessing, because it takes a lot of time I'm telling you to get in there and study these topics, and then when people are preaching, this is important. I want people to understand this too. For those of you, when your pastor or whoever is preaching or teaching, please pray for them. Be in prayer for them, really, because if they're preaching it to you, believe me, they're being tested. And so you want to cover it under the blood. Just don't take for granted because they're this person or that person, that they're not going through any kind of testing trial. So make sure you keep the men and women of God, the leadership of your church or your, you know, or whatever, in, keep them in prayer and keep them lifted up so that the enemy will not continue to attack them. But he's going to attack, but he's going to do his job, but that the Lord will cover them and cover them with the blood, plead the blood of Jesus over their lives and even over the lives of those, that all of those that preach the gospel, because everybody's not up in the pulpit and everybody's not in that leadership, but people are doing the will of the Lord. They've been called to do it, and they are doing what the Lord is calling them to do, or they're trying to do it, or they're, you know, making steps to it. Keep them covered in prayer, because the enemy does attack when people really do what God has called them to do. And so please make sure that you're doing that and keeping people in prayer out there. Pray for your brothers and sisters and your family members and your church family members and the people in your neighborhood. Just keep everybody covered during this season, especially so many people are depressed and discouraged. So keep them covered and keep them in prayer. And, you know, rebuke those things. I've been telling Satan, the Lord, rebuke you in the name of Jesus, because he's got to be rebuked. And so we got to see the glory of the Lord risen. And one of the other things, we got to just make sure that we stay focused. Well, anyway, we're going to close for now. We got about 7 minutes. I couldn't believe I talked for that whole hour, but anyway, I did. I'm thankful for Elder Russell being on here with me. I thank God for that. And so we're going to pray for those that need salvation, and then I'm going to ask Elder Russell if she will say our final prayer and for the year and pray us out, and we'll be back with you live on January the 8th, but we will be playing, like I said, the forgiveness series all next week. So anyway, but for those of you that might not know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, and this is an opportunity before this year is over, to Christ and to let God become the head of your life, if you would pray this prayer with me. Father, I know that I have broken your laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry, and now I want to turn away from my past sinful life. Please forgive me and help me avoid sinning again. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive and hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey, to obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I believe if you pray that prayer with me as much as you could, I believe, and you believe in your heart, and you're ready to give your heart over to God, I believe today that you are saved. And I believe that if you find you a good Bible-believing teaching church and begin to get involved and get in there and hear the word of God, the Bible says faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Hear the word of God and become not only a hearer but a doer also. Be willing and obedient. Have faith and works with it. I believe God will bless you to walk this Christian life. He'll send the Holy Spirit to help you, so you don't have to be worried how I'm going to do it by myself. He's already got that fixed. Just go and give God your life and begin to turn from that. I pray that the Lord will help you from this day forward. He will, and that you will be able to learn all you can so that you can be stable in God. Elder Russell, will you pray us out? And thank you all for listening to us through this year, and we will see you next year on the Prospering Souls broadcast. Go ahead, Elder Russell.
Yes. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us thus far, oh God. Thank you for looking after us, Father. Thank you, God, for midnight tears that dry in the morning. We thank you, God, for all that you've done for our family this year, Father. Thank you for taking us through the trials and tribulations that we went through, Father. We could not have made it without you, Father, without your loving kindness. Thank you for this message tonight, oh God, that will help us, oh God. Help us, God. Challenge us, oh Father, to watch the things we say and the things we do, God, that we may represent you, Father. Help us to stay humble, oh God, and abide in your word, Father. Oh God, that our footsteps, oh God, be orchestrated by you. I thank you for this broadcast, Father. I thank you for the leader, Elder Bryson, today, God. Thank you for our faithfulness, Father, for these past 4 years, Father. And I ask you, oh God, that you would continue to bless her, Father. Bless her. Give her encouragement, Father, and the things that you've called her to do, Father. And we ask, oh God, that the words that were spoken tonight, that they do not go out void, that we take those words and eat on those words, Father. Eat on those words, Father, and digest those words, Father, and be able, oh God, to speak what thus says the Lord. We thank you for each one that was on the broadcast tonight, God. Thank you for those that accepted you as their Savior, Father. And we give you the praise tonight and the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless everyone. And Merry Christmas.
Amen. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. And thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you. Thank you, Elder Russell, for that beautiful prayer and that strong prayer. We thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.